Getting set here at Marvel Stadium for the Western Bulldogs to take on Collingwood for the Mitsubishi Triton. This is the Triple M Sunday Rub. Always a real treat when we have a senior coach join us, especially after a big win, which the Brisbane Lions had yesterday, and especially on a day like today.
Fist it out in the front of Charlie Cameron. He's got four. Can he stand up and get...
Tried to break a few tackles. Gave the handball to Christensen, who snaps it from the pocket. And when you're on, you're on. And when you're hot, you're hot.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Took the mark. McCluggage runs on from 40. Has a shot. It does a little right to left. They kick another one. They can't do anything wrong the Lions. It's the Brisbane Lions. 17-13, 115. Too good for St Kilda. 8-11, 59.
Happy birthday to the coach of the Brisbane Lions. He got the perfect present for his 45th birthday. He joins us on the line now. Hello, coach.
Good afternoon. Thanks for that. 40-odd, I'll take that.
Hey, it's a pretty nice birthday present to get the weekend underway. Congratulations to you and your team yesterday.
Yeah, they played well, the boys. I was pretty happy with them. You know, we haven't been all that good on the road. We've gone close to winning a lot of games on the road, but haven't been able to sort of put teams away other than North Melbourne earlier in the year, so it was good yesterday that we could play in that manner. You know, Saints are up and about. They were close to us on the ladder, so it was a really strong performance.
Folks, congratulations on the win. It's hard not to love the way Charlie Cameron plays his footy, and he was unstoppable yesterday, 5 goals. I remember sort of going back to the time he was traded. There was almost a bit of talk about how Adelaide won that trade, and what was it, pick 12 or pick 13? You know, it was too much for this guy. I mean, he's paying you back in spades, isn't he?
Yeah, small forwards like him are hard to find. I mean, he's very good in the air. He's great when the ball hits the ground and he puts pressure on. And, you know, he's only a young man. So, I'm sure Adelaide's happy with the result that they've got, but we're very happy to have Charlie. And, you know, he's a game winner for us when he's on.
Fags, happy birthday, mate. You're only catching up to me, which is
nice. Thanks, Rocket.
as a coaching viewpoint, which is a bit boring here for Howie and Jay, but I take interest in the bye and how teams come out of the bye. Geelong, it's been well documented, struggle. And I'm interested about, because you're supposed to give 4 days off, when you give those 4 days, because I've got a theory about that. And also, did you think the young team needed the bye because you seem to be sort of limping towards the bye, and has that rejuvenated you?
Yeah, well, the way we did it is we played the Carlton game and then went back to Brisbane, had 2 or 3 days there with just doing reviews and recovery. The boys sort of finished up about lunchtime Wednesday, had 4.5 days off and came back in and started training on Monday. So we just had a normal week coming into the game on the weekend. And in terms of us, I think we needed the break. It was interesting because we'd sort of been up and about. We tried pretty hard in the pre-season series. We wanted to get some confidence up in the group. So we hit the ground running then. And so we'd been up for about 14 or 15 weeks. And it was interesting, the week before the Carlton game, the Thursday training, there was a lot of blokes getting pulled out of drills, which isn't normal for us. And I went through my mind then. I thought, we're looking a bit tired here. And the GPS in the second half of the Carlton game sort of backed it up. It sort of, it's one of our strengths, and it wasn't in that particular game. We really dropped away our work rate. So I sort of felt, I reckon the bye probably could have come a week earlier, but it came at a good time for us and certainly helped us freshen up yesterday. We were real, really sharp, I thought.
Hey, Fakes, happy birthday. I'm keen to get your thoughts. Dane Zorko had a good game yesterday. I'm keen to understand how you've seen him embrace the role of being captain this year.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. He's one of those blokes, he's always enthusiastic and he's up and about and, you know, a real encourager of others and just a real energiser, and he's been fantastic from us from the moment last year where he took over as the standing captain for Dane Beams, and from that day forward he's really raised the group up. I reckon he set such a great example defensively. I think he's probably the number one pressure player in the AFL at the moment. He's involved in a lot of our scoring chains. When he gets the footy, he penetrates with the ball, and he's really well respected by the group for the job that he's doing as captain. He just leads from the front.
What's his strongest trait as a leader, Fakes?
I think his enthusiasm and He's one of those blokes that nothing's ever too hard for him to do. I think that, he's, with his training, he sets a great example. In fact, this year's the fittest I've ever seen him. Once he's been made captain, he's tried to set the example in every way. So, he's done well in his career to be the player that he is. I think he's won four or five best and fairest at the Lions, and he may well have been a rookie pick in the first place.
4 points inside the eight, Fags. It's hard not to get swept up in the Brisbane story at the moment, especially with all the young players and excellent young talents that you've got. Do you feel as if you're ready to break into the eight, that you're ready to participate in September, and how you would go on that big stage?
Yeah, it's probably not something I've thought too much about. We're sort of, from where we've come from, what we won five games each of the last two seasons, we sort of think about the next game and not too far ahead, although it would be not telling the truth, I guess, if I didn't think our players were starting to think about that possibility. We sort of try and play a brand that will stand up in finals. That's what I think all clubs try to do. So I feel confident that if we get there that we can make a good showing. Our contested ball game's starting to become more consistent, which is probably first and foremost the thing you have to get right to play well in finals. We don't muck around with the ball too much, I don't think, which also helps when finals pressure comes along. You've got to play in that manner. So we're trying to do lots of things that will help us if and when we get there. We're pretty pleased that we're in the conversation at the moment. We've put ourselves in a position where we might be able to get there, but such an even competition this year. We play Melbourne next week. They're not having the world's best season, but they were able to beat Fremantle yesterday. They were a preliminary finalist last year, so every game's tough. We don't think too far ahead other than the next game.
Coach, just before we let you go, if you could just indulge me for a moment. This show is wonderfully produced by a young man by the name of Will, who is a massive Brisbane Lions supporter. He came in today, Coach, with a massive smile on his face, and he told me, in Melbourne, watching the Lions, he is now 3 wins for 32 losses. So things are turning around for Will. He said, I would like to ask the coach a question. Will, get the headset on. Fire away.
Oh, I didn't request it. It's been thrust upon me by Howie. Chris, I'm a big Tom Cutler fan, and I was just curious what's been largely keeping him out of the side for the last two seasons, because I think he's got a lot of potential.
Good question.
Yeah, he's been in and out of the side. He's actually out at the moment because he's got stress fracture in his foot. So he's been walking around the moon boot for about 3 weeks. His form's just been a little bit up and down, I guess. I think his best form is in our best 22. He's another guy that's got good size. He's 190 centimetres, got good speed and can kick a long ball. As he develops more consistency in his game, I'm sure he can put some pressure on the guys that are in there. I think he might return to playing in the next week or two. So hopefully for him, he can really put his best foot forward and stake his claim for a spot in the side.
Fantastic, Fags. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. I think that's our game next Sunday where you take on Melbourne. So we look forward to it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Howie. Cheers, mate.
Great to speak to the coach of the Brisbane Lions. I thought Will would go something soft and fluffy. Will, for his first question, has basically said, mate, you should be playing this bloke. Why aren't you, Jay-Z?
It's an audition.
And his foot's broken, Will. So I'm not sure if you've checked out the Herald Sun or the Brisbane Lions website recently.
No,
Will, but
it's called research.
I liked it. No, we threw it at him. Well done, Wilbur. Hey, the quiz is next, Ducky boy. And after that, Jeff Walsh will join us in here. Then Tom Cleary, the Hot Topics, and plenty more to come, including Billy Gowers, a Bulldogs forward, to join us in the box. That's all still to come. Thanks to Chris Fagan from McDonald's. Triple M, Rocks Footy.